Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors describe the price floor mechanism introduced by the National Petroleum Authority as unrealistic, and Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam insists measures are being implemented to deal with financial challenges facing the power sector. Also, poultry farmers in Ghana lament negative impact of cedi depreciation on their businesses as prices of feed surge. Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. My name is Elikem Akuvi Adansi. Now the details. The Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors has described the floor pricing mechanism implemented by the National Petroleum Authority as unrealistic. The National Petroleum Authority began enforcing the price floor mechanism for petroleum products from 16th of April 2023. Responding to this, the Chief Executive of the Chamber, Dr. Patrick Ofori, noted that the current exchange rate used by the regulator in the price mechanism is less than the market price and could lead to losses.
We're expecting that at least they could have used something in the form of a weighted average of the premiums that the product were landed in, trying to give an indicative figure as to how the market is supposed to look like. In that case, you are looking at all the cost component associated with it. Another thing that is like we are tickling ourselves and then laughing is that we use an exchange rate of 13.23, which you all know that with the exception of Bank of Ghana auctioning, that you are going to get a maximum percentage that you will get for the market is 20% of that. In addition to even that as 20% of the demand for dollars in the
Dr. Patrick Ofori is the CEO of Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors. Now, the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, insists that measures are being implemented to deal with financial challenges facing the energy sector. The assurance is coming at a time when adequate financing has been identified as a major contributor to the current power crisis. The Finance Minister was speaking at an event organized by the World Bank on the sidelines of the annual spring meetings in USA.
We have been implementing what we call the Energy Sector Recovery Program since 2019, which is intended to bring the sector to financial sustainability. There is a task force chaired by the Vice President, which is overseeing the implementation of the various reforms and the measures that we are implementing to strengthen the finances of the sector include IPP renegotiation. We are renegotiating some of the contracts we've signed with the independent power producers so that we can reduce the cost of generation.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam there. The Ghana Association of Forex Bureau says the recent cedi depreciation will not end if practical measures are not put in place to halt the situation. The association is worried the development could negatively impact the operations of businesses. Dr. Alex Akpabli is Vice President of the association.
making reference to trend, okay? Trend, especially in an election year. And as a foreign bureau operator, to I can confidently say that unless something dramatically happens, unless government cut down expenditure, okay, unless the demand for these foreign currencies, something is done to bring it down, then of course. Because those are the influences. Those are the things that influencing, the depreciation of the city.
Now, some poultry farmers are lamenting the high cost of production due to the cedi depreciation. According to them, the loss in value of the local currency has contributed to an increase in prices of feed. Speaking to Joy Business, the national president of the Women in Poultry Value Chain, Dr. Victoria Nogbe, said the situation is making the poultry sector uncompetitive. She spoke to Joy Business at a forum organized by the Israeli Economic and Trade Mission to Ghana.
I think the feed sector is where critical attention should be paid, because our cost of production, the greater about 70% comes from cost of feed. And because the inputs are very expensive, the other ingredients are being affected by the dollar rate because they are being imported. It makes our feed so expensive. And for that matter, our products become very uncompetitive if we compare it to the imported products in the country. So
Dr. Victoria Nobe is the national president of Women in Poultry Value Chain. The Ghana Statistical Service has announced that prices of unprocessed food went up compared to processed local foods in 2023. This is according to a report on the food price variability across regions in Ghana launched by the Ghana Statistical Service. Data scientist Simon Onimala said policymakers must explore the report to make decisions that could bring food inflation down.
But again, generally, import substitution is a good thing, and a country that seeks to develop may want to resort to either you want to do export-oriented industrialization or you want to focus more on import substitution. Each of them is going to help the country. So what it means is that, but one thing we cannot override is the impact of exchange rate volatility on these issues we are analyzing.
Simon Onioma is a data scientist at the Ghana Statistical Service. The Chamber of Fertilizer Ghana has stated that it will support the agricultural sector with quality fertilizer to help boost food production. The promise was made after the signing of a memorandum of understanding in Accra to supply Sonagro fertilizer to the Ghanaian market. Speaking to Joy Business, the CEO of the chamber, Prince Akoto Adipa, said the introduction of the Sonagro fertilizer will help farmers increase yields at affordable prices.
To tell you, this is a product that coming from the best known regions, the Balkans, where we have the best fertilizers coming from, and we are very sure of the quality, because the problem we know the Ghanaian farmer has always faced is with the quality of fertilizer. And in fact, knowing me and the fact that I've always advocated for quality fertilizer on this market, it was never the point to even consider bringing something lower than what I've always advocated for.
You heard the CEO of the Chamber of Fertilizer Ghana, Prince Akoto Adipa. Now for Food Chain, spotlight on generative agriculture. There's looming threat to Ghana's food and nutrition security attributable to the country's fast depleting soil health. Contemporary farming practices, including inorganic fertilizer application, tillage, and the pressing impact of climate change, continue to threaten biodiversity in soils, affecting soil fertility. This week on Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright-Kweku interacts with experts who are advocating the uptake of primitive agricultural practices that can boost agricultural production and restore the health of Ghana's soil.
Several research conducted by soil experts on the quality of Ghana's soil reveal nearly 40% of the country's soil is degrading, owing to the higher demand of farm produce against the growing human population. Application of inorganic fertilizer became the common practice for a bumper and quicker harvest. But experts say revolutionizing the sector through synthetic farming techniques has rather contributed to depleting soil fertility. Many farmers across the country are recording lower yields.
When you grow your your crops, you get a much rain.
Judith Daiti is a maize, pepper and okra farmer in the Volta region.
For the pepper, the number 5 sack, you get like 6 or 8. But now, even if I plow 1.5 acre, I don't get up to 5. After selling all your crops, you see that the money you put inside the farming business and the money you got as the outcome is, there's a big difference.
The consequential impact on profits made locally is pushing farmers to export their produce.
We don't sell here again because of the money, so we export it to Togo.
Reports suggest 2023 is on track to become the hottest year since global records began 2 centuries ago. Already, the impact of the changing temperature is negatively affecting the horticultural sector. Professor Harrison Dapa is a crop scientist.
Climate change is affecting most of our horticultural crop. The mango sector, we've seen that there has been increase in the mango weevil and other pest disease on the mangoes, which has affected the export potential of the mangoes and others.
With dwindling farming production capacity threatening Ghana's food security, nutrition security is additionally becoming a major concern. Francis Appiah is head of the horticulture department at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
When you are dealing with nutrition security, it goes a little beyond food security. Food security is looking at the quantities you are taking, but nutrition security is looking broadly at intake of food for well-being. So you are not only filling your stomach, you are ensuring that your health is intact. And if we are not food secured, we are unlikely to be nutrition secured.
Experts in the horticulture sector are advocating the uptake of regenerative agriculture to mitigate climate change and restore healthy soils.
Now we should reduce the way that we, the number of times that we plow. We don't need to till. We need to reduce the application of biochemical input so that we can maintain the fertility and also break the pesticide cycle.
For joining.
Remember, Food Chain airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel and the repeat on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. On Entrepreneur in You today, we learn how to calculate our quick ratio in our personal and business finances. Dr. Maxwell Ampong has more.
About your asset test ratio. Have you ever wanted some quick cash? That is why the asset test ratio is also known as your quick ratio. The reason being that it is a sign of how fast you can get your hands on cash, actual cash or cash equivalent, within the shortest amount of time. The quick ratio simply takes out inventory. The reason being that it is a sign that you might be too dependent on your inventory if your quick ratio isn't high enough. So the calculation for your quick ratio is your current assets minus your inventory divided by your current liability. So it's basically your cash, your cash equivalents, your accounts receivables divided by your current liability. So if you've ever wanted some very quick cash, it's a ratio that is really helpful for both your personal finance and your business finance. And that's all for today. Well,
brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
Well, you can follow Dr. Maxwell Ampon's Entrepreneur in You series right here, same time next week, and on Mondays and Thursdays on the Joy News channel. That's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. But before we go, every day people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you shouldn't forget. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. Ignition is next. My name is Eli Kim Akuvia-Danse.